My lesson this evening, I picked two topics, and my goal is kind of to show you, go over both of them, and then show you how they relate to one another and how having them in your life can make it a little bit easier. My first topic is patience. And when I first started driving, one of my good friends kind of gave me this quote, and I thought it was pretty funny. He said, "Patience is something that you admire in the driver behind you, but not in the driver in front of you." And that's probably my favorite definition of patience. But I also looked it up in Webster's Dictionary, which defines patience as the ability to bear pains or trials calmly without complaint. Now, the ability to do this is very important. When something stressful or unexpected comes along in your life, you want to be able to deal with that as easy as you can and with the least amount of stress possible. I recently took a class in high school called Personal Finance. And in this class, we kind of went over a bunch of financial stuff, but we read a book by Dave Ramsey, and it was The Total Money Makeover. And basically, the book is for people who are trying to get rid of all their credit card debt or financial debt. But it starts off, and the first step is to build an emergency fund. And it starts off kind of small, just a couple hundred dollars. And then you lay out a budget for the rest of the month. And then the emergency fund is if, say, something happens to your car and you got to fix it, but your budget's full, so you can't mess with that. So you take it out of the emergency fund, and as you progress through these steps, the emergency fund becomes bigger and bigger, and you can deal with bigger problems more easily. And I think patience is the same way. As you start out, you're kind of just trying to work up, and then as you get more patience, the harder things become easier to deal with. Now, patience is mentioned many times in the Bible, and it doesn't just say be patient over and over. It gives us examples and situations. Start off in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18. It says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel." So not only does our patience just affect us, but it can affect those people around us. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, "The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools." Now this shows us that we need to be patient in everything that we do. We need not to be prideful and impatient. And when you start a task, make sure you finish it. In today's society, it seems that we become more impatient because of all the things that we have that just give us instant gratification. Like, say I'm sitting at home and I'm hungry, I pop something in the microwave for 30 seconds and it's ready to go. I also got a 2-minute drive to McDonald's. We can just have things almost instantly. And that makes when something that we have to wait for, something that takes patience, it just makes it that much harder because we're not used to doing it. In Romans chapter 12, in verse 11, it says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." We need to always strive to improve our patience, and you can always be more patient. And it's something that goes away if you don't practice it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, "And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone." Now this is the hardest part, at least for me, is to be patient with the people you don't get along with. The people that you argue with a lot, or you just some past experience that you're not a big fan of them. And that's definitely the hardest part. And the funniest thing about patience is the older that you get, the more patience you have, but the less time you actually have left. The next topic is contentment. And contentment is not the fulfillment of what you want, but the realization of what you already have. Contentment is also another skill that we as Christians are supposed to have. in the last few years, unfortunately, I have started to realize that the exotic cars and the private jet that I once thought I was going to have when I was a kid is becoming more and more of a fantasy. Contentment is something that we need to have for that very reason. 99.9% of people are never going to have lots of those things. And that's why we need to have it. Have contentment. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8, it says, "Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice." And in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind." Now, both of those verses tell us that it is more important to be a good person and have less things than it is to have lots but inquire it with injustice. Take the guy that buys a brand new $30,000 car because he wants people to look at it and be like, "Hey, look at this car." Now, the next year, that company is going to come out with the same model of that car that's newer and better, and his is just going to be old. And so he spent $30,000 on this car that was really cool for just a year. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12, it says, "The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep." Now this passage tells us that the rich man will work all day, will work real hard to get so he can acquire all of this stuff. And once he has all this stuff, he's still not happy, he still wants more. But then he also worries about losing the stuff that he has. And when I read this, it kind of reminded me of Ivan the Terrible. He was a Russian czar, and he had just an extreme amount of power. He could do anything he wanted and get away with it. He had tons of money, just all the luxuries that he could possibly have. And as he got older, he started getting extremely paranoid about people trying to take his power away from him. And so he formed like a secret police, and they were supposed to go out and find people that were trying to take what he had from him. And he would get mad if they didn't find anybody. So they would just start accusing people of stuff, and there was no trial or anything. They would just accuse people, and he would just have them executed. And almost all of them were innocent. And he was just worried about losing everything that he had. Now, having patience and contentment together can make your life easier. The day-to-day problems that you encounter become less and less stressful and easier to deal with. And with contentment, there's nothing that you have to strive for. You can just enjoy where you're at and enjoy what you have. And with the combination of these two things, you can just enjoy every day more.